The Indonesian president has defiantly defended his reasons for refusing to let two Australians and other convicted drug smugglers off death row. Andrew Chan and Mayuran Sukumaran, the ringleaders of the so-called Bali Nine group of heroin smugglers, are among those who've been denied presidential pardons and are due to face a firing squad this month. President Joko Widodo admits he's rejected 64 clemency bids and he's not forgiving any drug criminal. But lawyers for the two Australians have filed for an appeal against the president's refusal to properly consider each case for clemency. Indonesia correspondent George Roberts reports.
The president was applauded by an Islamic Congress in Yogyakarta when he reiterated his refusal to grant clemency for drug criminals.
Setiap hari 50 mati meninggal karena narkoba.
Every day 50 people die from narcotics. Then there's 4.5 million drug addicts who need rehabilitation. This is a very big problem.
Those figures have been disputed as being based on dubious calculations, but the president is relying on them to justify his flat refusal to consider granting life.
That's why the presidential clemency requests that came onto my desk, there were 64. I signed all of them, but rejected them.
But he doesn't accept that he's the one putting people to death.
The decision to give the death sentence wasn't the president's. It was the judge in the court. The president is just not giving forgiveness, not giving any clemency.
Indonesia's Attorney General's already dismissed Chan and Sukumaran's chances of success in their administrative appeal against the president's blanket denial of clemency for drug cases. Mohammed Prasetyo says it's the president's right. But one of their lawyers, Ponti Azani, who's now filed the application, says they're disputing the process, not the result, in the hope of forcing the president to reconsider the cases individually.
We don't mean to force the president to accept the clemency requests, but if he had to reissue the clemency if ruled by this court, we want him to do assessments person by person, in this case Andrew and Myron's.
International pressure's been mounting on Indonesia to halt the executions. Australia, the Netherlands and Brazil have all been vocal and determined in their efforts to save their citizens from Indonesian firing squads. The Prime Minister Tony Abbott and Foreign Minister Julie Bishop have made personal representations on behalf of Chan and Sukumaran, but to no avail. President Joko Widodo's indicated he's not giving in.
Meskipun tekanan desakan.
Even though the pressure from outside is so much, because I'm used to being pressured, I think it's normal.
With Indonesia keen to execute about a dozen drug smugglers this month, including Chan and Sukumaran, they need their administrative appeal application to be granted and heard in a hurry. This is George Roberts in Jakarta, reporting for AM.